Chester fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, eventually, 2 hours later than he's supposed to be, Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, good morning. You missed Game 7 of the World Series.
I did miss Game 7 of the World Series. I did sleep through that.
Yeah. You'll look at the final score and say, oh, I didn't miss much, but it was actually an amazing game until the eighth inning.
Yeah. And we were supposed to do this podcast in the middle of the night. I don't know. There's a lot of things going on.
It is the middle of the night. It's 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
For one of us.
I'm happy I did not see the Nationals.
But listen, you're a hard worker. You got a job. You got a family. You have so many responsibilities.
I am happy I didn't see the Nationals win the World Series, to be honest.
Why do you hate the Nationals? Because you're a Mets fan?
I don't hate the Nationals. If someone in the NL East is going to win the World Series,
you told me before the playoffs. Once the Twins were eliminated and the Final Four was set, I said obviously I was rooting for the Nationals over the Astros in the World Series, and you said no. You wanted it to be Cardinals Astros, which is insane.
Root for the teams in your division. There's no rivalry,
but. Aren't the Cardinals a bigger rival than the Nationals, probably, as a Mets fan?
Yeah, no, I hate the Cardinals. That is true. That was probably stupid. Yeah. I do hate the Cardinals from 2006. Yeah,
and I always root for teams who've never won it before. By the way, Washington, I think it was, not too long ago that Dan Birkin was, I've long sort of lamented the fact that Minnesota has the longest running streak of any town with teams in all four major sports, not since their last title. Because, of course, the Twins won the 91 World Series in about 3 months before Washington won the Super Bowl over Buffalo, ironically in Minnesota. But Dan Birkin, I think it was, has pointed out at the time anyways, before obviously the Caps and now the Nationals, had pointed out on Facebook that actually the Washington had slightly more losing like championship-less seasons than Minnesota because the Wild had, although I'm not sure how that works, I guess because the Wild had played slightly fewer seasons than the Nationals since both towns did not have four teams all as many years. Anyway, now they're winning in every sport. It's like, not in every sport. Obviously, their football team is as bad as you can be, and their basketball team is pretty horrible also. But I'm happy for Washington. This makes no sense, but because the Twins came from Washington, so I feel some like minor kinship with them.
No, I thought it was because, if Trump is happy, you're happy.
Yeah. Trump's not a... Trump hates Washington after they all booed him
the
game.
That's true.
Yeah, he definitely was rooting against them. He hates their fans. And also, Strasburg hopefully will be pitching for the Twins in 6 months.
Yeah, the famously large-budgeted Minnesota Twins. I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, can we put money on right now that the Twins will sign either Cole or Strasburg? The Twins will sign one of the top five starting pitchers on the market this winter.
Who are they? Who are the top five?
Basically, the Twins only have one starting pitcher returning to their team, which is Jose Berríos, and they've promised that they're going to spend big, specifically on starting pitching. So, we'll see.
You're going to get Zach Wheeler from the Mets. I don't know if he's top five, but that's like the ballpark you guys are playing in.
All right, so Gerrit Cole is obviously number one, right? Bumgarner number two. I would not really a fan of Bumgarner. They have Wheeler number three.
Oh, okay, so you could get top five because I don't think
they have Hamels four. Where's Strasburg? Because Strasburg hasn't opted out yet, but he's obviously going to opt out. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they have Porcello on here. So Jake Odorizzi is also a free agent. The Twins have implied they're going to sign two free agent pitchers. My prediction is they bring back Odorizzi, but I think they will sign either Wheeler or Strasburg or one of those guys. So anyway, but we're not here to talk about the Minnesota Twins. We're here to celebrate the Washington Nationals. And, ordinarily I say that when an expansion team wins, it doesn't really count because their fans aren't long suffering. But Washington has had a baseball team, three different iterations of a baseball team now going back 100 years. So happy for them. And obviously could not root for the Astros after the whole Bauman fiasco. So I'm sure all the Nationals are not the greatest guys, but, we don't know anything horrible about them. So, but you don't want to talk about that. So what should we talk about? Should we talk about Deadspin's demise?
Oh, yeah. Deadspin, I really sense this coming a few months ago. I feel like the interesting thing about Deadspin is Drew McGarry, who's their most well-known writer, if you're not familiar with Deadspin, wrote an article today about
why he's a capitalist.
Why he's a capitalist, which is only interesting.
It was basically he was subtweeting himself, defending himself why he hasn't quit when everybody else did.
Basically. Yeah. Because
he said why I like money.
Yeah, he's the only capitalist of their 20 or so employees. Which is only noteworthy in the sense that that crew of further left than Bernie Bros was never going to get along with extremely normy you know, a management at like whatever, you know, whatever their parent conglomerate company
well,
is.
Whatever the politics are, though, they were a popular site with a good following. And why would the owner have purchased them only to destroy
that
them?
That doesn't make sense.
The idea that their political posts were turning off readers is insane because the readership they had understood that and was coming to it either because of that or despite that.
Mm-hmm. The one thing I will say, Chester, is like, I don't know. I sometimes think like these sites' popularities are overdone. Like the first five people who quit Deadspin last night or today or whatever, like if you took them and then took like five Rob Has a Podcast podcasters, like five of Rob's co-hosts randomly, the Rob's co-hosts have way more Twitter followers than the Deadspin writers. Way more.
Okay, but that's
I'm just
not
saying like they're not.
Isn't that a compliment to Rob? Also, they're very bad at social media in general.
Yeah, the Deadspin people are. If I ran Deadspin,
they're bad at monetizing in general.
If I was Deadspin, like there would be a little bit of merch. Like you don't have to sell out to sell merch. Like they do sell it. They're just like.
But they're an important. Even if the reader, it's like Arrested Development. Even if the readership is small, the readership is important because everyone in the media read them.
And they would have had 14 podcasts, I mean, not like a half.
Yeah, I mean, you saw how they were being celebrated on Twitter all day. I mean, there's articles about them, you know, in the New York Times.
But literally, anytime somebody quit, the whole mentions was just blue check marks. It would be like four. It would be like 14 comments. You know what I mean? So I feel like they were almost only read by the media.
Well, who is it who said?
Cared by,
who is it
by
to,
the media.
Who said? Not a lot of people see my movies, but everyone who sees my movies makes movies.
No, it's a music reference. It was not a lot of They didn't have like a U. It was. It's a band. It's a punk rock band from New York City. It's not the Ramones. Oh. It's It is like
my. Can I just say it's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And my 2-year-old just walked into the room.
All right. So by the way, I'm watching my 2-year-old. Well, I'm not really watching him because I can't.
Ellie, why aren't you sleeping?
Because they want you to come in your bed.
You want me to come in my bed?
Me.
With you? I should be in my bed at 2 a.m.
I think he wants you to go in his bed and put him to sleep, is what he said.
No, because I had actually put him in my bed a little while ago, which is how he managed to crawl out, because he should be in the crib. But, okay, so this is what we're going to do, Ellie. You're going to Abba has to finish his work, which is talking to Akiva on the phone. We're going to turn off the light. You lie right here on this pillow right here. You lie on the floor next to Abba. Okay, fine. You want to lie on the couch? Okay, lie on the couch next to me, and then... All right, I'm being a great parent here. He's got to be in school tomorrow, and he's going to be passed out. Oh, boy. Don't tell Dr. Jen. So,
I don't think that's what he calls his mom, just FYI.
I was talking to the listeners. All right, what were we talking about? Because I'm as tired as Ellie is over here.
Well, let's do Week 9 quick picks.
Yeah. Well, we have to finish our coach rankings.
If you want to do that now, we can do that.
Do I want to do that? No, I want to be sleeping right now. But, you know, you no-show. You used me as your alarm clock, and then you didn't answer.
Yeah, I did say wake me up. But, I'm famously a heavy sleeper, which you should know. We've slept in the same room. You know I'm a heavy sleeper.
Yeah. Hard to be a heavy sleeper when in the same room as Akiva. But,
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Yeah. All right, fine. So let's jump right into the picks. You know, there was not a lot of upsets last week. Not a tremendous.
There were no upsets. I mean, people were telling me that in their pick'em pools and confidence pools, where you don't pick against the spread, rare week or almost never week where a bunch of people are going undefeated.
Yeah, you went 13-2 last week. I went 12-3. You picked the Packers. I picked the Chiefs. So you extend your lead to 3 now on the season over me. What games did we get wrong? We got Philly at Buffalo wrong.
Yeah, well, the two coin toss. I mean, that's the coin toss game, right? It was a 1.5-point spread, basically.
Yeah, and then as I said, I got the Packers wrong. Although, you know,
and I nailed my billion-dollar picks, right?
Yeah. Oh, so I got my billion-dollar pick wrong. Yeah. So you're up to $3 billion now. I lost my billion from week 7 because I picked on Buffalo. I didn't understand. You know, people were saying Buffalo was a fraud. Their schedule was very easy, et cetera, et cetera. But Philly was abysmal. I mean, Philly was making everybody look like stars, but not Josh Allen, apparently. So the bloom is off the rose on the Bills. They're still probably going to, you know, be a wild card in the AFC just because of how bad it is. But what's the other game I got wrong?
The
Bears lost at home against the Chargers.
Maybe the Steelers are going to take the 6th seed away from the Bills.
Not impossible. You know, Joe Flacco, Emmanuel Sanders insulted Vic Fangio, who's dropping lower and lower on my coach rankings every week, and they shipped him off. And then the next week, Joe Flacco insults him, or criticizes him, and they immediately bench him. They claim he has a phony injury. And it was on the day of the trade deadline, and I was kind of hoping they might trade him somewhere. And specifically, I thought, wouldn't it be funny if Joe Flacco got traded to Pittsburgh?
That would be
obviously
funny.
That didn't happen.
Why was
and then Andy Dalton?
Yeah,
Andy Dalton got benched the same day, and he was pissed. He was very angry at the Bengals for benching him like 3 hours before the trade deadline, so that there wasn't enough time for his agent to possibly.
That's it was really insane. The Bengals are and like Dalton has done nothing wrong. He hasn't even played that terribly for an 0-18.
Yeah, but it's great. It's great news for Baker Mayfield because now he's by default the best quarterback in that division.
Baker May. All right, let's do quarterback rings
Lamar
for the
Jackson
AFC North.
Obviously.
What? Oh yeah, but, Lamar Jackson. Well, you know what that was that we like forgot about a team for a second.
Because I thought Flacco was.
What about Cousin Sal doing the whole podcast this week, like assuming that the AFC West is wide open and it's going to take 9-7 to win, and then he realized like most of the way through the podcast, oh yeah, I forgot about
the
Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, minor team to forget about. Although I don't know, the Chiefs have lost about 3 home games in a row and they're underdogs at home this week. So.
No, I understand, but they're probably not going 9-7. I'm not saying that the Chiefs are.
Yeah, no, fair.
I mean, do you think there's a possibility the Ravens are going to get the 2 seed and the Chiefs are going to be the 3 seed?
It's possible. The thing is, the Chiefs have that win. And it depends how long Mahomes is out. You know, last week.
I think he'll be back next game.
They were saying Mahomes would have played. So you think he's playing against the Vikings this week?
No, next game. I think he's going to miss the Vikings game and then he'll be back for the next game.
And then, so then they're playing at Tennessee in week 10.
At Tennessee before the bye.
Before the season, I picked Kansas City at Tennessee week 10 as the Chiefs' first loss of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out to be wrong. As it turns out, they're going to go into that game desperately needing a win to turn around this losing streak, unless they can beat the Vikings. We'll get to that in a second. So let's do my coach rankings. Did you make coach rankings this week, or no? You're just going to piggyback off mine again.
I'm piggybacking off yours. No, of course.
Okay. All right, fine. So let's we'll do it that way. Number 20, Cliff Kingsbury. You know, obviously he had less experience and resume than just about any NFL head coach that we've seen in a long, long time. But you know, he's done a fairly good job. They already have 3 wins, which is more than I predicted them to before the season. On the floor. Okay, Ellie is moving from the couch to the floor.
All right, thanks for the
those,
update.
Tracking
Ellie, I feel like he's your position. Least famous kid. He's like the one of the three nobody really knows.
Well, he's been around the least, so. Yeah. You know, he has an established he's an expansion kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So where were we? So yeah, Cliff Kingsbury playing tonight. It's Thursday. It's Halloween, by the way. Happy Halloween to those celebrating, as people love to say on social media. San Francisco at Arizona. This is a pretty big spread, but what's your pick here? Obviously, you're picking San Francisco to win. You have any take on the spread? Radio silence. Akiva, did you fall asleep?
No. I had one of those boop, 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 where I got knocked off Skype for like 5 seconds.
I don't know what you're talking about. So do you have any takes on Cliff Kingsbury at number 20? And
yeah,
do you have any-
I mean, in hindsight, when you look at the other rookie coaches who like all are in danger of getting fired, Kitchens and Gaze, and Flores isn't really in danger of getting fired according to the media, but I would say he hasn't really set the world asunder yet. I think like Kingsbury, which a lot of people thought was the worst of these hires, maybe except for possibly Freddie. They've looked competent. Like you knew this team wasn't going to win games because they shouldn't, right? Their team isn't good enough to win games.
Yeah,
but at least like there hasn't been any revolts or anything on the Cardinals. They've been very quiet. You look how much noise the locker rooms have made in New York and Cleveland.
Yeah,
it has not happened in Arizona. Maybe it's happening and they don't have any sport beat writers.
Yeah, they have
you know the. 1-7 Cardinals. No fans, no beat writers. Maybe we don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, Kyler Murray's
I don't think Adam Schefter covers
been very
that.
Inconsistent, but, you know, he's a rookie quarterback, so that's to be expected, I guess.
I would be very excited. If I was a Cardinals fan, I think I'd be pretty excited about Kyler Murray.
Okay. What about this tonight against San Francisco?
But I don't know. I woke up this morning thinking it was Friday. I was about to say, Chester, don't tell me who won the Cardinals-Niners game.
Yeah. Do you know who won the World
said,
Series?
Don't tell me. Yes, I do. Okay. I think the spread, the lines have been too high for these Thursday night games. Teams aren't really scoring. You know, people aren't putting up 35 points. So I like the Niners, but I definitely like the Cardinals to cover.
All right, yeah. Is it a $1 billion pick or no?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm staying away from that one. All right, number 19 is the last first-year coach, Matt LaFleur. Again, you can't have him too high because we need to see a little more from him before you draw any conclusions about these new coaches. And the Packers obviously are riding high with their fancy 7-1 record. But they got very lucky in a couple of those wins. You know, lucky in the Vikings game, lucky in the Chiefs game last week. And LaFleur and the offense has finally, and Rodgers has finally started to look good the last couple of weeks. I really like how they're bringing both of their running backs. They're splitting them out wide and finding them in space. You know, I don't know why more teams don't do that. You used to see it in Pittsburgh with Le'Veon Bell, for example, once in a while. But the Packers are doing it with both Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, and I like that a lot. But, you know, they were very slow, the offense, in the first, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of the season. So we'll have to wait a little bit longer to see what LaFleur does. I don't know. I don't think you can put a rookie coach in the top half yet. Am I too low on LaFleur? What do you think? They're 7-1.
No. I mean, whatever. It's a rookie coach. There's not much you could do. I haven't really seen Rodgers say a lot of nice things about him, but maybe I should look closer.
No, he's been saying nice things about him.
Yeah, I mean, now they've been playing really well. So, yeah, you know, it would be hard for
Rodgers.
Yeah,
well, the game against Oakland, I think, was like the best game of Rodgers' career. So, and as a fantasy owner, that was nice to see after a very slow start to the season. Green Bay at Los Angeles. There will be maybe 27 Chargers fans in that stadium. The Packers are home favorites in Los Angeles. Do you have any takes on that game?
Oh, so the Packers home faves. Yeah, they did not get. Brett said that like some of the like sharps actually dock the Chargers points for being at home against the popular.
Well,
team.
I mean, that's how it should be.
Right. This crowd will be all Green Bay
fans.
Yeah, I mean,
if the studies have shown that the only advantage of home field advantage is the crowd's influence on the referees.
Yes.
Well, no one in that crowd is rooting for the Chargers.
I wonder how many fans the Chargers actually have. Like, total number of fans who, like, actually care about the Chargers.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have the Packers here. The Chargers, you know, a lot of the bad teams, if you look at who has played a really easy schedule, most of those teams, most of those teams have a really hard schedule and vice versa. The Jets have played the hardest schedule in the league, and they have the easiest schedule going forward. The Browns have played the second hardest schedule in the league, and they have the second easiest schedule going forward. The Chargers, you'd think, oh, I bet the Chargers are in that list because their record is kind of worse than the quality of the team. Chargers have played an incredibly easy schedule, and now it is the hardest schedule or one of the hardest schedules the rest of the way.
But just to be clear, even though they went into Chicago and beat the Bears last week, they're still a bad team in your estimation.
They're fine. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying, like, if you're expecting the Chargers... Team. If you're bad record. Yeah. If you're expecting the Chargers to make a run, the second half of the season, like it's probably not going to happen this year. By the way, another team, and you know this team with a top six or seven hard schedule the rest of the way, your Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings of the good teams, the Vikings and the Seahawks have probably the scariest schedules.
Yeah, Seattle's in more trouble because both divisions are good, but Seattle has two teams. I think that they have, you know, San Francisco just keeps banking wins. We'll get to them. Do you have any billion-dollar thoughts about the Packers game?
No, I'll let you know when I have billion-dollar thoughts. As someone with $3 billion, the Jeff Bezos of of this podcast.
Jeff Bezos would kill himself if he had $3 billion.
That's true.
All right, number 18, Bill O'Brien, sort of Super Bowl or bust for him.
This is too high.
Well. But as a front office, you know, guy, he's got to be, you know, number, you know, near the bottom. But as a coach, and I've always been lower on Bill O'Brien than you. Hold on. Ellie has more thoughts. Yes, Ellie. Did I build a couch yesterday? No, but it's the middle of the night. I don't know. No, I did not build any couches. Lie down.
Okay.
Kepi on pillow. Thank you. My son wants to know if I built a couch yesterday.
Yeah. Is he high?
Yeah, he might be.
Do you build stuff ever?
I'm going to a Grateful Dead concert tonight. So.
If my son asked me if I built a couch, like I would really be concerned because kids know I don't build anything.
Yeah, he needs a blanket. He says, which is a valid concern when it's the middle of the night. Here's your blanket, Ellie Belly. Okay, that has been addressed. So number 18, Bill O'Brien. Yeah. So I've always been lower on him than you. So you think I'm too high on him now?
Yeah, it's crazy how the Texans were all in.
Coaches.
The Texans were so all in that they were like, you know, they barely have any draft picks left the next year.
They were trying to trade for Le'Veon Bell on Monday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy. Like, how are they trying to do this? I've never seen a team be more mediocre and all in at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, they're playing. Are they aware they have Deshaun Watson, you know, for the next 15 years?
Your Jets made a trade for a player giving up draft picks right before the trade deadline. And they have one win.
The Jets did not do that. They traded up.
Oh, excuse me. They traded him to
the Giants.
It's 2 in the morning. I'm mixing up my New York teams. Yeah, he's not on the Jets anymore. He's gone to the Giants, yes. Fair. So Bill O'Brien, too high, number 18, you say. Houston playing in London this week against the Jaguars. I'm definitely picking Houston here, and I'm thinking about the $1 billion. I'm not going to spend it because I don't know the conversion rate to the pound, and the, you know, funky things happen in L.A. So
the Jaguars looked really good. The Jaguars looked. I know it was against the Jets, but
it was against the Jets. Please
listen. The Cowboys lost to that very same team 2 weeks earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I like the Texans,
bad times for
but
Sam Darnold. The Halloween, a very spooky holiday. There's ghosts everywhere.
That is true. Yeah. I like the Texans in that game, but not with a huge degree of confidence because I think the Jaguars are undervalued.
All right. Okay. Number 17 coach for me is Bruce Arians. We used to like him more when he was in Arizona. Kurt Warner obviously helped. He was very, very mad at the refs last week. You know, they made their classic mistake. They blew the whistle dead, and Tampa Bay lost the game basically because of that. So Bruce Arians, number 17. But he's also one of these coaches, you know, like Dennis Green on the Cardinals or whatever. Like one of these guys when they're a little bit older, like on the second go run, it's not going to end.
I don't have a lot of confidence in Arians on the second go run. But also there's not a lot of talent there. Like if you put Arians on, you know, the Seahawks or something, like I'd be like, okay, I don't think the team would collapse. But
he's in Seattle this week. This spread I thought was too low. It was at 6.5. Like, how is Seattle giving less than a touchdown to Tampa Bay?
Yeah, to me, this is. I'm not going to make it my $1 billion pick yet, but to me, this is when I need three or four best bets this week. This is clearly going to be one of them.
Yeah, we're getting closer to the.
Yeah, I think this should be 7. The Rockets beat the Wizards 159 to 158 tonight.
Yeah, James Harden had 59 points.
I mean, he's on my fantasy team, so I'm happy about that.
That was a regulation game. Steph Curry broke his wrist, by the way. You aware of that?
I am aware of that. Yes, I am aware of that. Warriors being compared to the 96 Spurs, the team that the team that lost Robinson and got Duncan. I will say if someone
there's no consensus number one pick next year.
Yeah, if someone made a supercut of me and you arguing about the Warriors in July, let's just say it wouldn't be kind to Uncle Kiwi.
Yeah,
I think you won that one.
Yeah, hold on. Ellie has more words. Ellie, what do you want to say?
Yes.
I have a tummy ache.
Oh, a tummy ache. You want me to rub your tummy? Okay, I'm not rubbing his tummy.
I will say. Yes. Maybe I'm not a good dad. I've never rubbed a tummy.
What? Well, what do you do to help your kids go to sleep at night?
First of all, you'd have to ask my wife. Like, I worked until 2 months ago. I worked at night for like seven years. So like, they ask for her. They're not really asking for me once they're tired. Most depends on the kid, but also my kids are older. I'm not like putting a 14-year-old to sleep by rubbing her tummy. I go to jail.
Yeah. By the way, in your WhatsApp picture, your sons are wearing shirts that my sons also have. Those little polo shirts.
All right. So when we do a joint family picture, we have.
Oh shit! We have projectile vomiting. Akiva, this podcast is ending. I gotta go.
Okay.
Shit.
Oh no.
Okay, Akiva, I'm back for a minute. I've been gone for about 20 minutes. You know, our podcast does many things. I think it's time for us to, like, do a public service announcement.
Yeah.
Okay? This is going to be a birth control warning. Can I just share the last few minutes of my life?
Yeah.
So I think listeners heard that my 2-year-old Ellie started projectile vomiting.
Yeah.
And like when I say projectile, I mean like he stood up and it was coming out like parallel to the ground, like, you know, got on me, got on my body. I was wearing nothing but underwear because it's, you know, the middle of the night. So it got all over my body, got all over we have like a white thick shag carpet, which is not a great thing to have in a den when you have a bunch of little kids.
Yeah, there should be no white carpet around kids. That's insane.
Yeah, and I told my wife, we've been so anal about nobody wearing their shoes on this carpet and whatever, but like, you know what we weren't anal about? Vomit. So the carpet's ruined. The couch will survive. The coffee table will survive. My clothes will survive. Ellie was not pleased.
Did you do this all without waking your wife?
My wife isn't here. She's working tonight.
Oh, right. She's a doctor.
You think any of this would be... You think Ellie would be in the den at 2 in the morning if my wife was home?
You think I know what's going on in your household? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The reason for all this pandemonium is because Jen's working. So, So I took Ellie upstairs. I gave him a shower. I bring him to my bed to put him back in my bed, and I trip over my 4-year-old, Kobe, who's sleeping on the floor of my room. What are you doing here, Kobe? Oh, I just peed in the bed.
Oh, boy.
So... So I have a, I don't know what the trifecta is. If Eris walks in, does he just shat the bed? But so I had to change those sheets. I had to throw that in the wash. All the vomit stuff, I just went and put in the laundry room. I'm not even dealing with it now. I scrubbed the carpet as best I could, but like the pillow and the blanket that he was using in. Not good times. So we will go into more detail on this week's Patreon episode. Oh, we should plug the Patreon, by the way.
Yeah, join the Patreon.
Yeah, we're up to like 68 members, so the next person who joins will be nice.
We have to. We did do two episodes last week. We gotta pump out an episode either Thursday or
Saturday. Yeah, no, we have a lot to discuss for
or
the
Saturday
Patreon.
Night,
and that was
yeah.
Even before, yeah, no, we have a lot to do. That will be coming no later than Saturday night. Hopefully it'll come out Thursday if there's some time Thursday. No promises. So we only got through coaches 20 through 17. We will do the top 16 coaches next week.
Can we do quick picks for the games, though?
Yeah, fine. Let's do quick picks for those games. Washington, Buffalo, very quickly.
Buffalo, but not to – and give me the line if you can also.
10.5.
Yeah. Washington to cover for sure, but Buffalo to win.
All right. Minnesota at Kansas City. Minnesota 2.5-point favorites, I think, in Kansas City right now.
I really like the Vikings in this game. I mean, obviously, all literal bets are off if Mahomes plays, but –
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going with the Vikings.
I'm going to take Kansas City. I don't know. I don't trust my team yet. Jets at Miami. Obviously, we're taking the Jets.
Yeah, although the Jets...
Although Miami looks, with Fitzpatrick, they look a little frisky.
A little frisky, yeah. The Jets are completely falling apart. Jamal Adams is, you know, their best player is going after the team, but I have the Jets.
Yeah, the spread is too big, I think. Chicago at Philly. I liked this spread at 4.5, but it kept moving because I guess a lot of people liked it. The Bears are frauds. I thought the Eagles were frauds, but they went into Buffalo and put the smack down. And Chicago is the NFC's version of the Bills. A good defense and
Chicago
a mobile quarterback who can't
throw
the ball.
Yeah, I would take that. I actually think Allen's better than Trubisky, though.
Wow.
I mean, Trubisky's really bad.
Yeah, no, he's not good. I was defending him in the preseason. Now, that did not age well.
I mean, Trubisky's numbers are... Would you rather have Darnold or Trubisky?
I'd rather have Darnold.
Yeah.
At this point, for sure, yeah.
So what's the line here?
This season I'd rather have, well, I'm not even sure about that, but certainly going forward. It was 4.5. It's moving up to like 5.5, 6, I think. I guess you can find probably different numbers, different places.
It was,
well, you know, we'll do what we usually do on this podcast is we'll do the numbers when we guess the spread. So when we guessed it was at 4.5.
Okay. So I have the Eagles.
All right. But is that $1 billion bet or no?
No.
I'm thinking about it. All right, Indy at Pittsburgh. India 1-point favorite on the road.
Pittsburgh getting a lot of respect, but maybe they should. Like I saw, who you go first? I don't know who to pick in this game.
I'm definitely taking Indy here. I don't respect Pittsburgh.
I don't know. Indy's bit. I'll take Indy.
These are supposed to be quick picks. I still have to go deal with like piss and vomit. So. All right. Okay. Tennessee at Carolina. Carolina.
Tannehill's kind of good. I'm going with Tennessee.
On the road. Kyle Allen really got exposed against the 49ers, but you know, again, that's the 49ers. So, all right. So I'm going to go with Carolina there. So then is that $1 billion bet for you? Because Carolina's 3.5-point favorites.
No, it's not.
So you're picking a 3.5-point underdog to win, but you're not putting $1 billion.
Listen, I got to pick one underdog. That doesn't mean that's insane to make it my best bet. Just the opposite.
All right. Detroit at Oakland.
Not really. These are the same teams. It's the same same team. It's an 8-8 team versus 7-8-1 team.
Yeah.
I'll take
which is
I'll
a compliment to the Raiders, I guess.
Yeah, it is a compliment to the Raiders. Gruden's done a totally fine job. Josh Jacobs looks really good. I have the Raiders.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs, I think he's the number one, from Pro Football Focus, he's the number one rated running back this year so far.
And the number one rookie ahead of Bosa, who's been unblockable and incredible. So that's impressive.
Yeah. All right, so we're both picking Oakland there. Tampa at, we already discussed that one. Cleveland at Denver.
Ooh, boy. Yeah, who cares .com ball? Yeah. I have Cleveland in this game.
I don't know. I mean, Denver's falling apart there, but they're benching every player who criticizes Fangio. I mean, Fangio might be a one and done, which is good because I was very down on him coming into the season.
You were not a Fangio.
Yeah, I wasn't right about a lot of things. So I'm going to take credit where I can because I'm covered in vomit. But I don't like Cleveland either. You know what? I'm going to take Denver in Mile High. They should have won last week against Indy. They should have won that game against the Bears. So they've had a lot of bad luck losses. I think they flip it around. And then they find some phony reason to sit Flacco for the rest of the season. By the way, I traded for Flacco in the league where, you know, we start all the quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I traded for him literally minutes before he got benched.
What'd you give up for him?
No, Gerald Everett, and I forget, not much, but still. I traded for Ryan Fitzpatrick, the exact same thing, and I traded for Matt Ryan before his game that he got injured and then, you know, missed the next game. So I'm doing really well trading for quarterbacks.
What's your record in that league?
Stupid fucking league. I'm 2-6.
Oh, boy. Is this your worst record ever?
Yeah. I'm like fourth in it, or I'm like, I've had very bad defense, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Listen, very, that's very why you got to play in, Chester of all people playing in a normie, everyone plays, you know.
Don't get me fucking started on that. I've been fighting these assholes for like 3 years about this.
It's crazy. Although I will say, you know, we did the League of Leagues where everyone plays everyone every week in football. I think it's a little less exciting when you have 9 matchups a week. I think having one matchup is more
exciting. It's less exciting on Sunday,
yeah,
but it's much more exciting on Sunday night and Monday night.
Yeah.
Because you always have player, like on Sunday night and Monday night, sometimes when you have one guy going against one guy, it's really exciting. But a lot
of
times,
who cares if you go 5-4 or 4-5? It's much less impactful than going 1-0 or 0-1.
Well, but usually you can go up 3 or 4 spots on Sunday night or Monday night.
I think it's more.
I guess it depends. If you have like Cleveland or Denver, you can't. But if you have two good teams with tons of fantasy guys,
yeah, I think the answer is somewhere like what your brother's league does, where you have one matchup and then you get a win if you're top six and a loss if you're bottom six.
Well,
I like
whatever.
That.
If I did that, I think I would be in this league. I think I'd be 5-3 plus 2-6 with the schedule. So I'd be 7-9.
Yeah,
which, right?
Out of the playoffs still. Right? Yes, but you might be out of the playoffs still.
No, because I have a good score. I have a lot of points, so I'd be fine. All right, where are we at? I'm totally lost my train of thought. It's now 3 in the morning almost.
Just a couple games left.
New England at Baltimore Sunday night.
Yeah, I thought this line would be 5.5. I'm actually going with the Patriots just because the line isn't so big.
Oh, I'm taking the Ravens. The Patriots aren't going to win all their games. They got
to
lose one of them.
Baltimore's, I agree, but
always played them well.
Baltimore's
always
pick
played
them
well.
I won't.
Yeah,
be
by the way, this is what I do every week. You pick all these road teams that are better. I pick the home teams, and I'm wrong on all these. I don't know why I don't learn my lesson. Mm-hmm. But there's no home field advantage. Did I not just watch the World Series? And then Dallas at the Giants.
I did not, in fact.
Yeah, you did not. Dallas at the Giants, Monday Night Football. This is 7.5. I love that extra half point because the Cowboys went into New York and lost to the Jets. Are they going to lose the Giants also? No, but are they going to beat them by more than a touchdown? I mean, has Danny Dimes looked bad? Now, he did have 4 touchdowns in garbage time last week.
Yeah,
so.
I love the Giants.
Yeah. All right, we didn't do $1 billion bets.
So I'll take Seattle as my $1 billion bet.
Okay, fine. You're doing $1 billion on Seattle. Can I get us a billion mulligan? Because I'm too distracted by, you know.
Yeah. You need $1 billion just to clean up the mess that you made.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is, right, so. Jeff Bezos probably never cleaned. Maybe he did. He wasn't that rich probably when he was super young. But he probably never cleaned up vomit. Do you know any guys who've never changed a diaper?
I know people in our parents' generation. Like, I have friends who say their dads have never changed a diaper, which I don't know how it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It just, like, every single time their kid, like, had a dirty diaper, they just handed him off to the wife. Like, it seems insane to me.
Well, I think the nanny.
No. I don't think these. Did people have nannies back in?
No, not in our parents' generation. Certainly less.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. Yeah, you grew up on Long Island. Maybe you knew.
I didn't.
Nannies,
my younger siblings had nannies, but I did not have a nanny.
Yeah.
I was also in Queens when I was like in diapers age. Nobody has nannies.
Yeah. All right, Keith. So we will be doing a Patreon episode
later.
We got
this
a lot
week.
To talk about. We got exciting news. Akiva's coming to New York. We got all kinds of stuff. By the way, you join the Patreon. You get to join the group chat.
Mm-hmm.
What happened on that group chat this week? I ranked all 39 seasons of Survivor based
by,
solely
by logo.
On
that was fun. Yeah. Although the only problem
with
WhatsApp,
I don't know what the hell I was doing, but people seem to like that.
The problem with WhatsApp is. Like, if someone joins now, they can't see that. I wonder if someone could, like, storify that somehow. Like,
yeah, you told me. You said it would go viral on
Survivor
Twitter.
Twitter. People would really like it. It was pretty funny. People liked it in there.
Yeah. What else did we do? Somebody asked me to rank, like, the top players of all time from every round of the NFL draft,
yeah.
So I did that.
Yeah, basically, Chester is a list monkey. If you ask him to make a list, he will.
Yeah, somebody said dance, clown, dance. Yeah. What else? We had a lot of, Jeff, the Astros fan, was at the game. He was sending us pictures from Game 6 and Game 7. Game 7, he was sitting behind Michael Thomas on the Saints. Did not work out for Jeff. I'm sorry, Jeff. But you won a World Series 2 years ago, so you got that going for you, which is nice. And yeah, so join the Patreon. You'll get an episode that hopefully won't be interrupted by vomit. And what else? I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye. A blood to blood, a players to ladies. The last percentage count was 80. You don't need the bullet when you got the ballot. Are you up for the downstroke? CC. Chocolate City. Are you with me out there? And when they come to march on you,
tell them to make sure they got their James Brown pass. And don't be surprised if Ali is in the White House. And Reverend Ike, Secretary of the Treasury. Richard Pryor, Minister of Education. Stevie Wonder, Secretary of Fine Arts. And Miss Aretha Franklin, the First Lady. Are you out there, CC? A Chocolate City is no dream. It's my piece of the rock. And I dig you, CC. God bless Chocolate City and its vanilla suburbs. Can y'all get to that? Easing in your stuff. Can't get enough. Funky too. Right on, Chocolate City. Yeah. Get deep. Real deep. Just got New York, I'm told.